Smith, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I am fantastic. I love your style. It's so effortless and so English.
Really?
Yes. Look at me. I just look like somebody who should be at college.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
You just look like somebody who's like a little beautiful lady.
Oh, my God. Did you translate college, university to college for me? Because I'm American?
College is like when you're like 18. So
oh, so you're like, but it's before university.
Yeah, I just look like a student that looks like I just put anything on and don't care about it.
No, you look great. You look chic.
No, you look chic. Taylor, your style is so evolving, and I'm going to talk to you about it, but you just seem really comfy, like just wearing dresses and cute little shoes.
Thanks. I am really comfortable in dresses, more so in the summer than the winter. I usually wear jeans more in the winter, but like for today, I had a dress up for you.
Oh,
you know,
we got she dressed up for me.
Yeah.
Yay, that's it. You made my year. Taylor Swift dressed up for me. Okay, all right. Can we play one of your anthems that we kill here at Capitol?
Thank
Which
you,
one do you
by
think
the way.
I'm gonna pick?
Are you gonna play what are you gonna play? Trouble?
No,
22?
No,
Never Getting Back Together?
Yes,
yay.
You now become Beyonce in 2013 because you've made so many tracks that girls think are like our anthems.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you for saying that. That's
it's
so
true.
Sweet.
It's true. So before we play it, this track, me and my friends, we hear it. We know every single word. Have you had a moment where you've been out and you've been with your girls and then they're all like singing along with you?
When the song comes on?
Yeah, like this one.
Well, I don't go out that much. I don't know. I mean, because we're rehearsing for tour. I'm working a lot. I'm, like, tired at night. I, like, go home and I eat takeout. But if my song comes on the radio, I definitely turn it up because it's new for me to have so much radio play. I'm really excited.
I can't believe that. We play it all the time.
Thank you.
If you don't hear a Taylor Swift record on Capitol, then something horrible is going on.
You guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, we should get her a show. You've got to come back. Do you want to introduce it? We're about to play it.
Guys, this is a song about someone I'm never, ever getting back together with, like, ever. It's called We Are Never, Ever Getting Back Together, longest title in history. Thanks for listening.
Oh, it's Taylor Swift on Capitol.
I remember.
Yeah, Taylor, I've got to ask you, at the Brit Awards, you had a stack of dancers. How the hell did you get them all through the airport?
We had 14 dancers, and they're fantastic, and they're the ones that are going on tour with me. And, yeah, I mean, it's just amazing to get to put on a production, and I thought the Brits did such a great job of presenting the performances, and they let me have all this fire on stage.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I liked the outfit earlier on in the day, because I was seeing backstage at Capitol, I saw people carrying it, like armor, and I was so like, what the hell is going on there? Who is wearing that? And it looked quite stiff, in the sense that I thought whoever's going to wear it is going to be a little bit uncomfortable,
yeah.
And it was you.
Yeah.
Talk me through this outfit.
The white dress, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a big dress, and, you know, little do you know, there's another outfit under it. But it was definitely interesting learning to walk in it and walking in it without picking up the dress. So you just try to make it look effortless to walk in, but it definitely wasn't.
And then underneath, there was the rude girl. Like, obviously, there's the pretty girl in the beautiful big armor dress. And then underneath, there was like, okay.
Then she's bad.
I like her.
She's mad.
Is she your Sasha Fierce?
What would my name be?
Yeah.
If I had one. It definitely was so fun to do they call it a tearaway.
Yeah.
You know, because you get to show two different emotions to that song. What I love about the song Trouble is that it's got sadness in it. It's got some really deep sadness in it. And being let down and feeling, like, frustrated and confused and lonely and looking back on the situation that absolutely chewed you up and spit you out and you wish you never met him. And then there's that anger to it, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, should have known.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you come around here if you're just gonna do that? And
but
so
Taylor,
both outfits kind of represented the emotions.
Trouble, like, I relate to that so much. Like, something's happened to me recently. I was talking to my friend about it. And I was like,
really?
The hardest thing, though, is, oh my God, you know when it's bad, but it's good? But you know it's bad and you shouldn't, but the trouble is so, it smells good and it's coming your way and you're just like, it's
think,
so difficult
I
to
think
say no.
Something will grow out of, though, because I don't really think that's cute anymore.
Oh, well, how do you grow out of it? Help me, because I need to grow out of it.
I mean, sometimes bad boys, sometimes they're just bad. Like, sometimes it's not even that fun to be around them, and there's all this built-up, like, intrigue because they're withholding their emotions from you, and they're acting really aloof, and they're out there cheating on you.
Yeah.
And after a while, it doesn't look cute. It's like, wow, you're bigger in my head than you are in real life. You're not, you know, it's like...
My friend says stuff like that. She says, as girls, we romanticize stuff, and we just, like, don't pick up on certain things.
I think you just get over it. I don't know if, like, I'll end up dating or being single for a long time. I don't know what's going to happen. But I know if I do meet someone and commit to someone, it's going to be a good person.
High five that.
Yeah, you should make the we same like that. Promise.
Yes, I love that. And do you know a man who I think would be a perfect husband, and I love him, and he's adorable, even though he hates wearing a suit, Ed Sheeran.
He hates wearing a suit.
He hates it, but he'll still put his trainers on underneath.
Yeah. But he will put on a suit, which is nice.
He had a Burberry suit on again this year, and I know last year he hated wearing it, but he did it. He did as well. We're going to talk about it in a minute, because something horrible happened to him at the Brits, bless him, but I'm going to play 18.
Do it.
Yeah, Ed is like one of my favourite British artists, and do you know what I love? That he's starting to kill it in America.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Please make America love him as much as we do.
I'm taking him on tour, that's what it is. Yay! I hope it's happening. Definitely.
That's fantastic. Alright, let's play some Ed Sheeran on Capitol. Tipping on her water, and she doesn't have a huge entourage, she has two hot ladies, and that's it. I love it, there's no burly standing around looking at us.
Well, we're not trying to scare you.
Oh, they
do. You know? And we didn't think of you much as a, you know, I mean, I'm sure you could beat somebody.
I've got DMs on, trust me, I'm a threat. Right, listen, Ed Sheeran. At the Brits earlier this week, bless him, he lost his phone. Right, his brand new American phone. And the thing he said to me was, I've got Taylor's new number in there. But I said, yeah, but you would have saved it under someone else's name. He said, no, I put Taylor new.
Oh.
She just found out.
All someone's going to get are like videos of me having a conversation with my cat that I send it. I'm like, hey. And like YouTube videos and stuff like that. He's one of my best friends though, you know, legitimately. So it's awesome to get to have a best friend who's in London, and now I come over here and I have somebody to hang out with. And, you know.
How does that happen though? Because like in the music industry, it is really cool to meet different celebrities and musicians, but very rarely do you actually genuinely click with somebody.
Yeah.
And meeting you today, you seem very down to earth, and you seem like very normal.
Thanks.
And not about fake friends and being seen in nightclubs and all the rest of it. Well, that one ancient word, I said nightclubs.
Nightclubs.
Yeah.
Going out to all those nightclubs.
That's so ancient. So same with Ed. What was it about him that made you think, actually, he's really cool, and I can imagine being genuinely mates with this boy?
Well, he's a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
He and I look at fame the same way. It's just something that happens to you. It's not something that makes you a different person. It's not something that makes you cooler or better or like anyone different than you were when nobody wanted to hang out with you in school. So it just kind of like, it's interesting when you meet someone who's so down to earth like that and just normal, shops at the same place they used to and isn't like so buying into it. Like, but we started writing together. And that's how we became friends. And then we decided to go on tour together because we get along so great. And it's awesome.
No, he's lovely. And help him with the suits and the shoes thing, like encourage it. And then hopefully one day he'll embrace it and do it because he really wants to.
Yeah, he does. He definitely wants to. Did he legitimately not find his phone, though?
Oh, my God. When I tell you how upset he was, I've never known him to do an interview with me. Thank God it wasn't live where he was swearing. And he was just like, oh, bleep, lost my bleep. I was like, don't worry. It's fine. It's just your phone. He's like, but his whole album's on the phone and he's got no lock on it.
Oh, God.
I know. Exactly. Who does that? I was like, you're a loser. How would you have no lock on your phone knowing you've got your album on it?
I feel like he texted me last night, though.
You weren't there to support him, Taylor.
No, he texted me last night. He must have found it or something.
I hope it was him.
Yeah, oh, no.
It was him. I'm now doing what I did to Ed. Don't worry, it'll be okay. Whoever texts you, don't text them back without somebody in your team checking, okay?
Oh, wow.
Right, so can I say congratulations? Your album, Red, is currently number one in the UK.
I'm freaking out over that. That's crazy, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, thanks, guys.
And, like, to be back at number one and for everybody to be supporting you so much on the back of the Brit performance, I guess it makes you think, I'm coming back to London, I've got to do more live shows. And there is a plan to do that, right?
Definitely. I mean, we're planning that now. We're going to do the whole North American tour, and then we're just going to go everywhere else. You know, we always end up going to Australia and Japan and Europe, and it'll be fun to bring it back here because I think it's going to be a bigger show than I've ever gotten to play.
Sounds exciting. Taylor Swift, you are staying with us. Keep it Capitol.
Back on Capitol.
How? Still here. Taylor, how easy have you found this transition from being this young, cute girl doing music, playing an instrument, everyone thinking, oh my gosh, she's amazing, to now standing on a red carpet wearing that sexy black dress?
Oh, and
doing that, you know, that thing that they do with the shoulder thing. You can do that pose really well.
Oh, thanks.
How easy have you found being sexy?
Wow.
You're sexy now.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah. That's really nice of you.
It's the truth.
I mean, for me, it's really interesting getting to put on different outfits, and then people like freak out, like when really I'm just wearing like shorts and a long sleeve shirt, like on the stage at the Brits, I was wearing shorts and a long sleeve shirt, and they're like, ooh, strips down on the Brits. I'm like, I'm wearing shorts. Every other pop like artist goes out there in their underpants, okay? Like, it's fine. I'm not doing anything weird. But it is funny when people make a big deal of it and say, like, oh, she's growing up. I guess I've always tried to do it very naturally and like try to, like, when I was 18, I wanted to just be 18. I wasn't trying to be 25. Now I'm 23. I'm just gonna be 23. And so it's fun to just like try on new looks. And
no, I love it on you. And you know what's lovely is it's effortless, and you don't look tarty. You look classy. Like,
thanks.
You've got an air of, like, there's not a lot of women. Kylie gets away with it as well, though she shows a lot more ass than you do. Like, where you can show your body but still kind of have a level of class.
Thank you.
Yeah. So
wow.
Remember, boobs, ass, same time. You don't do everything. You do legs or you do your boobs. Remember, I mean, that's all right.
Legs, sort of boobs. like a dark eye makeup or red lips.
That's
not
it.
Both.
Yeah, Taylor knows what I'm talking about. Good. I'm glad somebody does. All right, we're going to play Trouble. I played this in the club I was DJing the other week, and I actually played an amazing dancehall remix, which they're going to play to you in a bit. And everyone went nuts. Do you know how much I love this track? This is like, I would say it's probably one of my favourite tracks of the last 12 months, and I'm not sick of it.
Thank you.
Congratulations for putting out a tune like this.
Thank you so much.
No, seriously, it's
brilliant.
That's
so nice.
And what's nice is it's across all genres.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just pop fans. Everybody loves the track. You have to just big it up. Where was your head at writing this track? And then we're actually going to play your live Brit performance.
Oh, cool.
If that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, that's great. I think for me, it's so amazing to see this song catch fire all over the world, because it's something that I wrote about that was so personal. And you know that feeling when you say something exactly the way you wanted to say it, and you're so proud of it? Mm-hmm. This song is like that moment for me.
Well, I love it. Let's play it. Taylor Swift, thank you so much for being on Capital.
Thank you so much, guys.